Good morning, everyone. What a joy it is to be here together with all of you today. I want to thank you for coming out to Northwest Chinese Baptist Church. We're so glad that you're here. We have a special treat this morning because earlier this summer, a group of us went north to the Apache Native American Reservation. And our goal was to share the good news of Jesus Christ to everyone that we could, to work alongside the local church there in proclaiming the name of Jesus. And you know what happened? We experienced God work in some amazing ways. We saw people come to faith in Jesus Christ. We saw people choose to follow Jesus in water baptism. And not only did we see spiritual fruit in the people that we were sharing with, we ourselves were changed by God as we experienced His promises to be true, His word to be true, how we experienced God to be faithful and almighty. And so I want to say thank you to each and every one of you, dear church family, for all of your prayer, for all of your support, for all of your food, for all of the material things that you donated. And that's why we're here today, because we want to share so that you can be reminded of how great our God is. All that we do, we desire to do it to the glory of God. And so I want to invite all my fellow brothers and sisters, my missionary co-workers that went on YSMP to come up here right now, quickly, but don't run. Watch your step. Oh, you can give them a hand. Yes. And give God a hand. We have a slideshow prepared that Gary Irmada prepared, but before we show that, I'm going to ask Gary to come. Before we show that, I'm going to ask Gary. Sorry, I gave him like 10 different schedules for today, so that's my fault. I'm going to ask Gary to come and share for a little bit with us.
Yeah, again, as Pastor Steve said, I thank you. I want to thank you also for the support we get. This year's trip was a little bit different for me, a little bit more, I would approach it with more trepidation, more concern, because earlier in the year, Pastor Jack had mentioned that he was stepping down as the pastor of McNair Apache Baptist Church at the end of the year. So this was likely to be the last time we served with him. This could possibly be the last time we were assigned to the church. So with that as a backdrop, we also approached the planning and the preparation the same way we always do, with a lot of stress. Figuring out teams, figuring out lessons, how are we going to get there, what are we going to do? But, you know, God is very faithful. And, you know, aside from the fact that we had a broken down vehicle the morning we were leaving, we had, upon arriving there on our first visit, we discovered that there was a family who was preparing to have a funeral. You know, God was really good, because at the end of the week, as we went through the week, we were invited back to, let me back up a bit. So, being there to serve the community, we offered to come along with some of our strapping young men to help them construct the temporary shelters that the Native Americans use when they bring the casket and the body back to the home for their viewing, their wake service. So, unbeknownst to me, most of the guys who we had do not know how to use a hammer. So we caused more stress for that poor man who was in charge of putting up the shelter than we helped. But he was so gracious about it, and we actually were allowed to go back later in the week to sing some songs and to share the gospel with the people who were there to pay their respects. So that was such a blessing. But for me, the highlight of the trip was as we, one day as I was watching all the kids playing and being ministered to by our team, I really felt God impress on my heart how blessed we are to be able to do this, because for these children, the summer is long and there's nothing to do in that community. It's a small community. But for 1 week, we are given the privilege to go there, to minister to them, to love them, to bless them, to teach them about Jesus and the love that He has for them. And as I watched these children play, I was so touched, because I would never have gone to church during my summer break unless my parents made me. But these kids came willingly, and they were there. It was a safe environment. They were loved. They were touched. And earlier in the year, a woman from the reservation made mention of the fact that for some of these kids, that week that we're there is the only time they experience the physical touch of someone that is in a positive, encouraging, and affirming way. And that touch has to carry them through the entire year. So it really blessed my heart to see the kids being ministered to that way. Our team did a great job. But later in the week, it also occurred to me that the participation by the youth and the young adults was probably the largest we've ever seen in the 17 plus years that have been going up there. And God spoke to me again saying, these are the kids, these young adults, these high schoolers, were those same kids that you guys were ministering to over the years, playing with them, touching them, encouraging them. And here they are now entering into the part of their life when it's so easy to fall away from the Lord. And it's more important, it's a time of their life when they can become encouraged and become part of the body, strengthened to become part of the body. So that was such a blessing to me to see that, to be able to realize that God can use even that short time we're there to do some amazing things. I also want to take this time to thank the co-workers that we have here, Betty and Stan, Judy, for taking care of the food, arranging that. Like I said, it's stressful planning this. It would be immensely more difficult without them taking care of, you know, planning the food and everything else. And for every one of the team members here, and for those who weren't, we had such a wonderful team. They came together, they served, they participated, they stepped up, and it was one of the best trips that I've ever experienced as a result. So, thank you, team. And thank you for your support.
My name is Noe, and I would like to start with one verse that has been on me since I went to mission trip. Isaiah 55, verse 8 through 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. The reason was that last year I went to YSMB. I thought that next year, which is this year, I will stay there the whole time. But I couldn't. Because of the personal reasons, I couldn't. So I had to cut short my trip. So then I said, I thought of to be there the whole week, but I couldn't. And then I was assigned to work with preschool kids. And I was really thrilled because my daughter was also assigned to work with preschool kids. And I was looking forward to work with my daughter together there. But again, the day that I had to work with my daughter, and then there was the change in plan. So Mei Long, she said she's going to work with the kids, so I will be working with the woman group. I said, no, I want to work with my daughter. No, I don't want to work with the youth group. And then I thought and I said, oh, I have been asking. I want the experienced teacher to train younger kids. And then now, this is the opportunity. Why am I saying no? So I said, okay. So let my daughter work with her. And it was a really blessing to me because both my daughter learned a lot from her, and then both of them are very resourceful for some reason. They can just create things from nothing. Well, something they don't need special. So it was really, really a good experience. So again, so my thoughts are not his thought. And the next thing, I pray that God would show me somebody or give me somebody that I can mentor and I can encourage. And the Lord gave me opportunity to see myself and encourage me to grow and completely surrender to Him so that I learn from everybody, the kids there and then the teachers, the missionaries, all the sharing that I learned. Oh, I am not alone. I have people. God said they are people. You can learn and you can surrender, completely surrender to me, and then you can move forward and do more work. So I was encouraged by everybody. And then the next thing is that we had a food demo, and we had joy learning from him. The thing is, he doesn't speak English. He speaks only Chinese. And we did learn from him, even though he doesn't speak English. So it's like, so it's God who unites us. It's in God we are one. We don't need to know everything. We don't need to speak all the language. We can still learn from each other. So that is so amazing. So, and then the next amazing thing is I am going to turn around and then share what I had learned from there. So this Saturday, we're going to have women fellowship. So where I had learned how to make pineapple bread. So I'm sharing all the ladies. So that's one thing. And then the next one is that the one last thing is that, there were three little girls, 11, 7, and 5. They came to VBS walking. And then the girl, the 11-year-old, pulled the cart, and the two little, one cousin and one sister. And then she pulled the cart to come to VBS every day. And then they came to VBS in the evening section too. And then, they don't mind walking 15 minutes, 30 minutes extra, just to stay 10 more minutes to listen to God's word. That had encouraged me so much. And so my encouragement to you is, will you be willing to walk an extra mile to hear God's word or serve God? That would be my encouragement to you. So I would like you guys to think about that and think of people there, even though they had to walk that far, and then they still come and listen to God's word. Do we have to walk like that? We are not 11. So all the 11 years old here, you think about that. Your parents bring you here. Will you be able to help your parents by getting ready? Not, you know. So... that's my question to you. Thank you.
Okay, hello everyone. I'm Nicole. This was my fourth year going to YSMP, and I definitely feel like it was one of the best ones so far. So I have taught in previous years, but I've only taught preschool. So this year, Gary had us teaching the same lesson, but to all the grade levels. So I was like, really scared because I've never taught the older kids, and I'm not going to lie. Like, I was kind of scared of those fifth and sixth graders. But, you know, because I'd never taught before. You know, I'm always worried about, like, saying the wrong things. Like, what if I don't know what to say? Like, if they ask me a question, I'm like, I don't know, because I'm not going to lie. Like, I don't really remember a lot of Bible stories from children's church. I'm sorry to all the teachers out there, but I really don't remember a lot. So when we were up there, I was just having to really ask, like, my dad to help me. I'm like, Dad, how do I teach these fifth and sixth graders? Like, I'm really scared. Like, I don't know what to do. But actually, I'm going to go back and start with a verse that I really, like, touched me after I had come back. So it's Joshua 1:9. It says, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." So that verse really gave me, like, comfort when I was up there because I was really, you know, scared. I didn't know, like, what to do. But the kids up there are really sweet. Like Gary was saying, a lot of them really like look forward to the 1 week that we all go up there and go with them to help them like learn about God and stuff. And so while up there, the kids, I think, actually really taught me also to, like, not be scared. Because they, like Gary said, they just come. They don't even, a lot of them don't come with their parents. They come on, like, we go pick them up on, like, buses and vans, and they run out with, like, their little siblings. A lot of them are, like, sixth grade and under, and they're bringing, like, their preschool, like, their three-year-old cousins and, like, siblings. And they all just come out for us for the most of the day. A lot of them hang out with us for the whole day. So I think that really just showed me how, like, even though they're so little, they don't know a lot, that they just go out. They're not afraid of anything. And also when I feel like I really, like, stepped out of my comfort zone, I was out there. So we went to this care facility, and last year we had gone to, but I stayed off to the side because I was kind of scared. Like, I didn't want to really engage myself. But then this year, actually, Maylon had asked me to, like, help this gentleman. We were making crafts, and he's in a wheelchair, so he can't really use his hands a lot. So I was helping him, like, color and make a craft, and it was really just nice to get to know him and learn more about him. And then also, lastly, when we do visitations, also I'm not really comfortable, like, sharing my testimony a lot with other people, but we were out at one house with this lady, and she lives with, I think, her granddaughter and her daughter, and she was kind of telling us that she's an alcoholic, like, she's really trying to recover and be better for her granddaughter, especially because she doesn't want her growing up. You know, it's really broken out there, like, a lot of people turn to alcohol and drugs because that's just what they've had, and a lot of the kids live with parents that are alcoholics, so it's really sad and scary. But we just kind of prayed with her and let her know that everything was okay, and something like simple as that, like just a prayer, like just we were there I think like 5 minutes with her, and we just like were there with her praying for that little time, and I really think we reached out to her, and sorry. I really feel like her life was changed, and I just want to thank you.
Okay, good morning. If you don't know me, I'm Satine. Thank you. I just started high school this past Monday, and this was my second year going to ISMP, and last year I went without anyone, I just went by myself. This year I brought my brother with me, which is great. So during ISMP, I had the opportunity of teaching and working with the preschool and kindergarten class for most of the time. And to be very honest, I'm pretty sure that the children impacted me more than I think I could ever impact them, because they're so precious and pure and untouched, and it really reminds you of the fact that the little ones are the ones who seem to know the least, but they're really the closest to God because they can put their faith in Him without any doubts and follow them with all of their hearts, with no ulterior motives, and they just go with Him because they can see that He is the one. He is their Savior. And that leads me to a verse from chapter 18 of Luke, which is, but Jesus called the children to Him and said, "Let the little children come to Me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly, I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." We have to come back to the mindset that we have to cleanse our hearts of evil and accept God with all of our hearts. And the children are actually the role models for that in terms of their purity and innocence. While we were up there, I also had the opportunity of sharing my testimony. I feel like a lot of people assume that all of us kids raised with the habit of going to church are always going to be very, like, close to God, and they are very, like, very dedicated and very, they're well versed with the Word of God. But I think that there might be a flaw to that logic, because sometimes if we come to church every week and sing and praise and listen to the sermon, and it may not always mean that we have a true understanding of the Word or a spiritual connection to our Savior. And so my testimony was about a spiritual struggle when I felt that I had lost the ability to hear and feel the Lord's prayer, the Lord's answer to my prayer. It was about patience and putting my unwavering faith in God, and no matter what, in God, no matter how desperate and lost you may feel. So going up there and sharing that with a lot of people that I don't know, most people that are older than me, I tried to be able to show people that, you know, no matter your age, we all have worries, spiritual worries, worries just about our everyday life. And there are struggles that we may not be able to tell people. And I tried to emphasize that if there's no one else you can turn to, you can turn to God, because He listens to you even when no one else will. When the whole world is against you, God will be with you. And so we saw God work in a lot of ways up there, and I'm so blessed to have been part of that, and I hope to be able to continue to go there and work with the people there and hopefully make an influence and see His presence there stronger and stronger every time. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Ethan, and my sister brought me along. So going up to this trip, not gonna lie, I really wasn't expecting anything. I just thought, well, I'm going on another trip. I'm being thrown in a van with a bunch of strangers. So, kind of getting kidnapped, driven out to nowhere. But, you know, before that trip, I've been going to church my whole life. I've been coming to this church for 10 plus years. Some of you may know me, some of you may not, but I slowly began to feel myself drift away from God. I just felt like the spark that I probably had years before was slowly starting to become extinguished, and it was becoming less and less bright. And, you know, and it probably created that feeling of, why am I going on this trip? You know, I woke up that morning, I was like, I'm going on this trip. But, you know, I got on that bus, you know, I was taken there, and after the first day, I felt a reason to be there. All these kids coming in there with bright, smiling faces, you know, excited to be there, and I'm here, supposed to be encouraging them. I'm just like, wow, I should be like that too, huh? And so after several days, you know, I met all kinds of people. You know, there's people from Las Vegas, people from Tucson, and when I first got up there, I was like, I'm going to be so uncomfortable, I'm not going to know anyone. But after a couple of days, I felt like I knew everybody there for years, it felt like. And I taught the first and second grade, and I just helped out with kids just in general. And I was thinking, like, oh, these kids are going to be all over the place. I mean, crawling on me, you know, just doing all kinds of things. But, you know, I mean, there were a couple of kids, you know, hopped on my back and asked for a piggyback ride. But, you know, that's not the point. They were so well-mannered, and they sat there listening to the stories with genuine interest. And it kind of inspired me. I was like, these kids, you know, we didn't have to drag them along. You know, they came on their own. And like other people said, they brought themselves, quite literally. And they came on the vans. They were outside. You know, I went with Gary to go pick up some of the kids on one time. And you could see them just all standing from the houses, you know, waiting expectantly. You know, when they see the bus, they start waving, or, you know, they start coming towards us. And it just was crazy to me. And as, you know, the week went on and our trip there was coming to an end, I could feel like something talking to me, like presence of God being there. And I haven't felt something like that in a long time. And there was one kid, you know, his name is Dimitri. I think everybody knows him here. He was a very interesting character, to say. And, you know, he was very rowdy, but he was always, you know, willing to listen. And as the week went on, you know, as we talked to him more, he began to calm down. He began to sit, actually listen to the stories. He became more kind also. Like, you know, a little girl, she lost her piece of candy or something. And at the beginning of the week, he wouldn't have said anything. He would just walked away. Or that's what it seemed like. But, you know, he actually stopped, turned around and said, "Here, do you want mine?" And it just spoke to me that if these kids can just stop and change, why can't I? So, and at the end of the week, he came in at the very last moment and said, "I woke up this morning and I said, I want to get baptized." And I was like, wow. He actually just showed up and was like, "All right, I'm ready to get baptized, you know." And I just once again thought, it's just awe-inspiring to see all these kids and these people come together at a church and be so invested in it. And after this week, I came off, you know, I think, with a new light in God and just seeing Him work in such miraculous ways. So, I guess one thing I could just say is, it's not just for youth, you know. And I just want to extend an invitation to anybody and everybody, whether you're spiritually high or low, I just want to invite everybody to come. Thank you for listening to me.
Hi, my name's Terry. I have been going up to YSMP, up to McNary Apache Baptist Church for many years. I have even lost count, so it's maybe somewhere between 10 to 20. I know, time just flies. But I've been there, up there long enough to see McNary Apache Church move from a small church into the current larger building and actually seen it being built. I've been there long enough to see the children there start as preschool, and some of them are now young adults with children themselves. So it's been quite a while, and it's been really amazing to be a part of that. You know, you've heard some of the young people talk about wanting to go back and encouraging you to go, and it's like, well, why do I keep going? It's just like every year is just amazing and such a growth experience for me personally. I want to share a little bit about, place next to the church, which we saw come up, which is a little community library. When we were up there maybe 6 to 7 years ago, right next to the church, there was a small library that came up. They had not had a library before, and it was built, and it was like, wow, this is wonderful. There's not a lot of things to do on the reservation, but it was a place for the people and the children to go, to get on the internet, to borrow books, you know, to meet friends. It was really small, but it was really a great place. And I got a chance to meet the lady that worked there, and I didn't remember her name, and so we just used to call her Library Lady when we referred to her. Library Lady. So it was really nice to get to know her, and she would bring her children to the VBS, and she would bring her nephew. A couple of years ago, she brought her young nephew, and that was like one of the highlight pictures of 2 years ago. At the last night, this one little child is just clinging on to one of the missionary boys that he had connected with so closely, and was just crying because he didn't want to see him go. But the missionaries don't always come back every year. So this year, 2 years later, this year her nephew was there and her young daughter was there, and her young daughter really connected with one of the missionaries also. And on the very last night, they were just hanging around after the program until the very last minute. She's like, they don't want to go. They want to stay as long as possible. So it's really great to see how they really connect with the children there, how the missionaries will really connect with them and really make an impact on their life. 2 years ago, when we went up, there was something sad. We went up there and the library was burned down. It was just totally gone, which was really sad that place was gone. But this year when we went back, there was a new library in its place. It was a better building. It was metal. without any windows, so nobody could get into it. And library lady was there again, so I got to talk to her. And she offered us a tour. It wasn't even open yet. We went into the library, and you probably, if you saw the pictures of moving furniture, and then that was the new library. So it was pretty empty. Some of the guys helped to move things in, and it was really amazing because when we walked in, she was actually playing Christian music on there. So what a blessing for the community that there's this lady there who is a believer who can influence the community around her. You know, just every year is just totally new when we go. Just amazing new things that happen. One verse that I want to share with you is Isaiah 43:18-19. It says, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the desert." So every year when we go up, there's something new that happened. The Lord creates new opportunities and does new things there, new experiences. While we were at the library, Betty Ma said to me, she was saying, "We should do a book drive because their shelves were really empty." So I just want to actually open that opportunity up to you also. If you'd like to participate in a book drive for the community library, we will be collecting books and probably take them up sometime in September. So go through your libraries. Used books are fine. They just need a lot. And Christian books are great. Just think of the impact that that can make on the community there. So even now we can continue the work and be a part of the community up there. Thank you very much.
Quick. Okay. Hey, I do want to share something with you guys, is that this is a loving church, and Judy and I and Gary and Terry, we've been going up there when our hair was black. Okay. And I used to be strong, but not anymore. But I tell you, this group of people, Gary, Terry, and Pastor Steve, they are strong, and they put themselves behind this project, and they gave it everything they got. So, you know, we really need to give them an applause.
Hi, I'm Malon, and some of you know. I have pictures. So some of you know I'm a mom. I have Jared and Ting Ting. Yeah. And I'm also a grandma. Click. And there's my new Taylor. Yeah, okay. So now I'm also retired. And yay! And that's why I went to YSMP. Because Gary, like, for 19 years has been like, "Where are you going to go this year?" And I'm like, I got to go somewhere. Always had an excuse. And so he came up and he's like, you should go. And I'm like, "I don't have an excuse. I'm retired." And my grandbaby is in New York, so I can't go there. So Eddie says to me back there, he says, "So, honey, you know YSMP, the Y stands for youth." I'm like, "Why are you going?" It's because of the stories of people like this. And I remember specifically a story that Betty had shared one year about how impactful it was to see the word change people's lives. And then Gary, you know, he would always be like needling me. And Stan Ma, if you've never seen Stan Ma during worship time, it's a hoot. And he like dances for the Lord, and it's a blessing. Yeah. And you like see Judy Lou. I'm like, "Judy Lou's in charge of the whole kitchen." I thought maybe I would go, because like one year people asked me to cook. And they're like, "Not again." So again, Eddie says, why are you going? I'm like, I'm going to help in the kitchen. And they're like, Judy's like, no. And to see Doug Liu, there's like pictures of Doug Liu teaching the Bible. I'm like, wow, where does that happen? It happens at YSMP. And Terry Armada, I've seen her grow and become such a warrior for the Lord. And I just am always blessed by her teaching. And to see her, when she goes up there, she's like a movie star. Everybody knows who she is. Yeah. And to see her faith grow over the years. And I wanted to be in on part of that. So, you know, when you go to YSMP, you have to sleep on the floor. But I'm retired, so I don't. But Eddie gave me this cot from like 20 years ago, and I could not figure it out. And like everybody had to put it together for me every night. So I was the reason they were blessed, because they got to figure out how to put my cot together. And then in the morning, people would ask, how did you sleep? And I'm like, terrible. It was cold. My feet were cold. And then the cot apparently is really hard, even though it's supposed to not be. Terrible. And then I would say, but I'm privileged. I'm privileged to be here. Click. Does it click? Yeah. So there's my friend. Terry's not in there. And I needed you to, I know you saw this before, but that's Betty taking a nap. And I'm like, ha ha, she's like pretending to sleep. She's asleep. She is so tired. But the Lord is so amazing. You know, every night I would like be up all night long. I mean, not sleeping and wondering, how did I get up in the morning and just feel so energetic and excited about what was going to happen that day? Because God wants to move in people's lives and move, you know, Betty. So, click. Let me share first with you. Second Timothy 1. Paul is writing to Timothy, and he says, grace, mercy, and peace from God. He's talking to Timothy. I thank God, and I constantly remember you in my prayers. I am reminded of your sincere faith, which lived in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now, that's a now, it now lives in you. When you go to YSMP, or whenever you make yourself available to the Lord's work, he wants to live in us. And it's so exciting to see this happen. Like, Kevin won't come over here and speak. I don't know why, because all he did was tell us what to do. I'm like, dude, I'm like older than your mother, maybe even your grandmother. And you're telling me to sweep the floor. And even though I did not sleep, I am privileged to see God work in a young man like this. What a blessing. So it's a privilege to be able to see the scripture come alive in other people's lives. Click. I'm not very good with technology, if you saw me teach this morning in Sunday school. These two young ladies, Gary came running over to me, and I'm like, what did I do? I don't want to do the bathrooms. I've been in there after Betty. I don't want to go in there. Mm-mm. Okay, so this is Billy and Stevie, and apparently Gary remembers when they were little, and they remembered my son, Stephen, who is now a father. And he spent so many years, I don't even know how many years he went to YSMP. I should have asked him. But we just sent him. We didn't know what he was doing. We just sent him. And apparently he's like walking around at night, talking with little kids like this. And look at them now. They're full grown. They have jobs. And they were walking home from work to go home and take care of the little guy, Demetrius, as part of their family. And you like see all those connections. And I'm like, gosh, what a blessing. I'm a grandma and my son did something good. Yay! So parents, I'm saying to you, look at what kind of experiences do you want for your children? Would you want them to step up as young men in faith, and be bold like Nicole and, you know, conquer their fears. This is what we want for our kids, for them to step out in faith and to become strong men and women of God. Click. So I had the privilege of making new friends. So, this is my niece, Amy. She's not here today. She's like off on some adventure. But I don't get to hang out with her very much. And we got to sleep on the floor together. Well, I was on a cot. I got to see Amy and I'm like, hey, you're sleeping on the floor. And I met all these young women who inspired me with their faith and their willingness to just go out there and take a chance and to do something new. And to meet these young ladies and their little girls in the middle there, they're going to high school. And they like text me, go figure, I'm a grandma. And these girls from, they're like texting me and saying, hey, how are you? And I get to have that blessing to text them back and say, I'm praying for you. I'm hoping that God is going to turn your life to something great. Study hard. Just like I would tell my own kids. Join a club. Do something great. Click. You get to see somebody. This is like the funniest baptism ever. I mean, God must have been just cracking up in heaven because like every one of these guys fell in. You gotta see it. It's too funny. Click. Doug is giving us a lecture on crawdads. Click. I got to eat cake. I made Indian fried bread. Well, not really. I just kind of stretched it a little bit, and then they fixed it. And then I made a bow, Jeanette. Yeah. Leo, the professional cook, like, he didn't want to give it up to me. I'm like, dude, let me have the dough. He finally, like, after 3 or 4 minutes in 2 languages, he finally, like, okay, I'll give you one. So anyway, I made it. It looked good. Yay for me. Click. And to be able to say, look, who's the youngest one there? Me. Not really. Well, in eternity, you know, I am pretty young. But look, when you have the opportunity to have young women like this, just want to be with you and love on you. So thank you. Click. And these young ladies. I mean, I gave them my phone, and they're, like, taking pictures of everything. And I just found that this morning. I'm like, look at how happy they are to be in the house of the Lord, to be amongst the people who are called saints. All of us should have that kind of joy in our lives. And to know what trials these young people are dealing with, and that you could bring some happiness to them and pray over them that Satan would stay away, right, and bring them into a better life. Click. So this is the family of YSMP. There's lots more out there. There's so many other kids. A lot of you that are parents, your children have gone. Those of you who have kids right now, you little guys right here now, make a commitment to serve the Lord somehow. And this is a great way to do it. There's so many opportunities for you to get involved with what God is doing. And God is inviting you to come and be with Him. Thank you so much for sharing your time with us.
Thank you, Melon, for sharing a couple minutes. What's so funny? Thank you. Thank you. Oh, I'm joking, but yeah, I appreciate everybody that shared. As you can see, God is amazing. God has plans. He planned for us to do good works that He planned before we were even born. And it's not about going to YSMP, but it's about recognizing that God has a plan, that He has a mission for us, that there's people that are dying, that are lost, that need Jesus. And this is one opportunity that we made ourselves available to go and share Christ with people. And we experience people's lives being changed. And what I shared with everybody on that mission trip at the end of our week, I shared, you know, that good feeling, that warm feeling, that encouraging feeling that you're experiencing right now, being here on this trip, seeing all these stories and lives being changed. Do you know what? That can happen here, back home. When we come together, when we devote ourselves to God's Word, when we learn more about Him and who He is and who He created us to be, when we actually take a step of faith and follow Him in obedience to go out and talk about Jesus, to tell the world about Jesus, we will experience God bring people to Himself. We will experience God opened eyes, softened hearts. We will see our church grow in depth and in number when we choose to follow Jesus every day. And so I encourage you, dear brothers and sisters, you know, ultimately we are created for God's glory. In Ephesians chapter 1, Paul tells us that God has given us every spiritual blessing in Jesus Christ. And He's given us these things to the praise of His glorious name. We were created to bring glory to God, to point to God's greatness. And so I want to encourage you, children. Not children. You have the opportunity today to show the greatness of God by simply following Jesus, telling people about what you have learned, what you have experienced from God, what you know to be true, how He loves you, how He died for you, how He rose from the dead, how He's forgiven you, and now you have new life, you have a hope. And someday you're going to be with Him face to face, and you have a story to tell. It doesn't have to be dramatic that you were addicted and you got saved, you saw a bright light. No. You've come to the understanding that God loves you. And He sent Jesus to die for you. And Jesus rose from the dead. And because of, by His grace, through your faith in Him, you have now been saved. Now you have eternal security. You have hope. You have joy. You have peace. And so during this trip, we experienced God's provision, His promise, and His presence in some amazing ways. And so I want to thank you all for supporting us. Thank you all for your prayers. But let this be an encouragement to you, all these stories. These are stories that we should be sharing every day as we experience God working in the hearts of each one of you and as God is changing lives around you. And so I want to thank you for listening to us, giving us this time. And I do want to share with you this one last thing. We're going to have an opportunity to respond to God. You might be thinking, well, we didn't hear a sermon, Pastor Steve. Well, what you did hear is you heard how God worked. And I want you to know that God is working even now. For those of you who don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, He's working. He's knocking on the door of your heart. And He's just waiting for you to let Him in. For you to trust Him as your Lord, as your Savior. What is God doing when He hears, when we share about the great things that He has done for you, brothers and sisters in Christ? He's encouraging us to consider, how are we using the life that He's given us? How are we using each day? How are we using the time outside of this 1 hour of Sunday to serve Him and to share Jesus? Some of you, you've been coming year after year after year, and you're just listening and listening. But you haven't taken that step of faith. You haven't trusted Him. You've listened and gained all this knowledge about God and what He's called us to do. Some of us need to get up and actually go share it and go use what God has given us. And maybe that's what God is telling you this morning. And so as the worship team comes up here, as we leave the stage, I want to invite you to come. And if God is leading you to respond to Him in any way, whether that's through putting your faith in Him, whether that's through following Him and saying you want to get baptized, whatever it may be, or saying God's leading you to serve in some way and you want me to pray with you, I want to invite you to come as the worship team leads us. So I want to invite you to stand. Please stand.